Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIE News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date on all the news you should know about. Wilkes University will have a new president starting this summer. And an Ivy League school reviews its testing policy based on artificial intelligence. It's Wednesday, June 17th. Let's get into it. We'll start off with Wilkes. The university in Luzerne County named its new president on Tuesday. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more.
The president of a college in Kentucky will become the next president of Wilkes University. James Cousins will start at Wilkes on August 1st. He has served as president of Kentucky Wesleyan College in Owensboro, Kentucky, since 2024. Bill Miller is chair of the university's Board of Trustees and Presidential Search Committee. He called Cousins a lifelong educator with extensive administrative experience. Miller said Cousins understands the complexities of higher education and possesses the leadership skills necessary to guide Wilkes into the future. Cousins replaces Greg Kant, who retires in August. The school announced Kant's retirement amid a budget shortfall and student protests. Wilkes plans to formally announce Cousins' appointment and introduce him to the campus community next week. I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. While we're on the topic of higher education, technology is at the root of a seismic change to Princeton University's 133-year-old honor code. As Kenneth Burns reports for WVIA, the Ivy League institution will now require in-person exams to be supervised.
Before Princeton faculty approved the change last month, in-person exams were administered without supervision. Students would be obligated to report cheating. In a memo outlining the proposal, Michael Gordon, dean of the college, said there have been concerns about generative AI being used on exams. Plus, the student-run honor committee has been receiving more anonymous reports recently due to fears of being doxxed or outed on social media. The change will take place July 1st ahead of the new academic year. Best practices for faculty will be developed by the start of the fall semester. From the New Jersey Desk, Kenneth Burns.
Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Ide to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. A bit of health-related news now. Here in Pennsylvania, having a seizure used to mean you had to wait 6 months to drive again. As Jenna Post reports for WVIA, it's now 3 months.
Many patients and advocates alike are celebrating the reduction, which lawmakers approved this year and went into effect in March. The rule now aligns with the medical guidelines set by the American Academy of Neurology. Dr. Andrea Sinowick, with the Allegheny Health Network, sits on the State Department of Transportation's Medical Advisory Board. She spent her six-year tenure on the board advocating for the change. Sinowick says all drivers are safer now.
You imagine if I have a seizure tendency, epilepsy, or just I have seizures from time to time, and I had one and I know I can't drive for 6 months, it makes me not want to tell my doctor. That puts me in a place where my doctor can't adjust my medication, and then I'm much more unsafe and causing much more risk to the public.
In Pennsylvania, physicians are still mandated to report their patient seizures to the state, which triggers the three-month driving restriction.
That was Jenna Post reporting. One last thing for the day. We have another Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
In honor of America 250, Pennsylvania Postcards will focus on the people, places, and events that best commemorate this U.S. milestone and our Commonwealth's crucial role in it. Summer Seat is the name of a Georgian-style home once owned by two signers of the Declaration of Independence, George Clymer and Robert Morris. It served as a headquarters for General George Washington in December of 1776, a pivotal time in the Revolutionary War. In fact, historians believe it was at Summer Seat that General Washington made the decision to invade Trenton on Christmas Eve, a victory that would turn the tide of the American Revolution. The house still stands in Morrisville, Bucks County, and is now managed by the Morrisville Historical Society, which offers tours. Summer Seat was eventually designated a National Historic Landmark years later. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is an America 250 Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.